But anyway, we are joined by Mr. Don Smith Samuels. Boy, see, I can speak
Come
well.
Come on. Put it into gear, man.
Of the Disabled American Veterans. Commander, I understand. National Commander.
National
Boy,
Commander.
See, I read name tags real good.
Good job.
That's what they're for. And also, Lynn May of the Disabled American Veterans
Flight Team. Bet you there with Panchito.
No, that wouldn't be that big yellow patch on their arm.
No, not at all.
That says Panchito.
Wouldn't have anything
anyway,
to do with that.
You guys are quick.
Yeah, you should see us on Thursday.
That's why we're on the radio. Sunday morning is usually pretty good, too.
All right, Don, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
Great. Let's talk about the mission of the Disabled American Veterans.
Well, of course, the Disabled American Veterans was formed in 1920. After World War I, the nation was not prepared for all the wounded, gassed veterans coming back, so some disabled World War I veterans basically created the organization. The main purpose being service to those who served, advocacy work, and assuring that they receive the benefits they're entitled to in VA health care. This past year, our National Service Officer Fleet, which is across the country, representing every state in the United States, filed over 300,000 claims and secured over $6.5 billion for disabled veterans, dependents, and survivors who otherwise, without that free advocacy work, I feel sure would not have secured those benefits.
Well, then I'm just going to take it that you guys are way busier than you'd like to be.
We are very, very busy. VA has a tremendous backlog. They have a broken IT system. We've been working with them and trying to fix that with some new pilot programs. So returning wounded veterans don't have to wait a year to get a decision on their claim. Of course, we're also involved in in reasonable legislation for disabled veterans, dependents, and survivors, particularly the budget, where the money goes in that budget as far as employees, VA health care, prosthetic research, memorial affairs, and issues like that.
Would you say the government is improving on how it handles these things, or status quo?
Well, I would say the interest and intent of improvement is there, particularly with Eric Shinseki, who is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, a retired general. He is a veterans advocate. He is trying to do the right thing. Of course, he's up against the House and the Senate and the legislators. Although DAV is non-partisan, the legislators seem to try to come together on doing the right thing for the nation's veterans, particularly the nation's disabled veterans.
Which, unfortunately, there are way too many.
Yes, there are. There's about 3 million of them in the country, disabled veterans.
Wow,
and
that's
about
a lot. Yep.
Probably about 14% of those are women now. More women are serving.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yep. And there's been a lot of initiatives, to improve women veterans, particularly health care, more clinics that are designed specifically for women and women health problems.
Yeah, I guess that's the only thing that truly doesn't discriminate.
Of course, we have a number of outreaches to get to the veterans and try to serve the veterans. I understand there'll be about 500,000 people here. A good percent of them, I'm sure, will be veterans. And of course, and Lynn might talk a little bit to you about the air show. This is one of our outreaches, and we will bump into a lot of veteran dependent and survivors at this show and be able to network assistance to them. Seems each era veteran has, there are certain things like environmental exposures, your World War II veterans exposed to low-level radiation, cold injuries from Korea, Agent Orange in Vietnam, the oil fields in Iraq. It seems that there's something from every era. And of course, VA and we support research and epidemiology studies, which continue to look at veterans that served in various eras, things that they were exposed to. And then the VA kind of monitors that on the veterans they're treating in the system. And occasionally some conditions are plugged in, like Vietnam, Agent Orange, adult type 2, diabetes, lung cancer, prostate cancer, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, things like that.
Right, Hodgkin's disease, yep. So you recommend that veterans come see you?
Yes, our service is free. We're there strictly to try to make sure they obtain the benefits that they've earned, for their service to their nation.
Now, you were starting to say something about the air show, something you guys are doing in conjunction with the air show?
Well, of course, the this is a DAV-sponsored program, and we have a lot of literature over there for veterans. We'll have local DAV folks, service officer type volunteers that'll be there to talk to any veterans that want to find out if possibly they're entitled to any benefits. We'll take care of that right there at the booth. We have a booth set up there.
Big sign says no red tape here.
No red tape, right.
Wait, you can't.
We're the advocate. We secure a power of attorney from them that gives us permission to obtain, review, and represent their claim at no fee. And then we take it from there.
That's nice.
Advise them what we need to make these claims fly favorably.
Well, and I imagine you get a lot of similar type claims. You learn the ropes after a while.
Well, here's a question. How do disabled veterans get a hold of you if they're not here at Air Venture? Where would they find you?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, most veterans now have access to the computer. So they could go to dav.org, and all of our contact information is there. Or if they will look in the directory from whatever state they may live in, the DAV is listed in the phone book. And for the most part, they're in the DAV National Service Officers are in the federal buildings across the country. They're located wherever the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is located. Because once they become the veterans representative, they have access to the veterans file. So wherever the decisions are made on VA cases in that particular state, that's where they're located. And the veteran needs to go before a personal hearing or an appeal to the Board of Veterans Appeals. They take care of all that right there for the individual veteran.
Very good.
Sounds like a plan. You know, the one thing I can't understand is why the government is even hedging on this stuff. I mean, these are people who have served their country, and all right, so it's the government.
Since they started, we know the organization started in 1922. That's nothing new.
Yeah, definitely. Well, maybe we can get this fixed.
Yeah.
The veterans shouldn't have to go to battle for benefits they deserve after being in another battle.
Yeah, and that's certainly a battle that most of them are not prepared to fight.
And in February, I had the opportunity to appear before the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and pretty much take that message to them.
Wake up a few of them?
Wake up all of them.
I think we did. We had a substantial crowd there.
Good. Good. That's great to hear. Sir, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Where can we find you here on the airfield?
I'm set up where the B-25 is.
Okay, so we head up to the North 40 near Warbirds.
Warbirds area.
Warbird Alley.
Yep, Warbird Alley.
We're right there beside Panchito. Can't miss us, the big yellow DAV flag.
All right, very good.
This afternoon I get to fly with them in that show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's great. Enjoy the ride.
Nobody gives me free plane rides.
He is our national commander.
You know. Yeah. He's some of the perks, huh?
He sort of earned it.
Yeah, he earned it. That's the thing.
Absolutely.